dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. That's Shadron Community Hospital.
Jeremy Anderson, Dennis Brown, back at our KBPY studios in downtown Shadron. It is the second-seeded and unbeaten Hay Springs Hawks against the seventh-seeded and 7-2 Silver Lake Mustangs on what very much feels like a fall football Friday. The weather a little bit cooler, actually a little bit warmer than we've seen the last couple of days, but nonetheless, the clouds are hanging around for the day, and excited to see who can punch their ticket to the next round. Hay Springs, again, coming in undefeated. They participated in the state championship game last year, making their 14th playoff appearance. Again, Hay Springs, they're trying to get to the state championship for the third time in their six seasons as a six-man team. Silver Lake, this is their 10th playoff appearance and first in six-man football as they try to make a little history as well for a team that has never got past the second round of playoffs. They're trying to do that for the first time in school history. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show inside the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. We'll step aside, come back an inch closer to kickoff on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Tis the season at the Shadron Federal Credit Union, and we're busting out our favorite holiday hits like...
Oh, skip a pay, oh, skip a pay.
And of course, you remember this classic...
Holiday loans.
Along with others like...
People helping people with gas and grocery receipts.
That's the Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
Merry Christmas!
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We welcome you back into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show here on KBPY and online at shadrad.com. Other playoff action. In fact, last check at halftime, top-seeded Sumner Eddyville Miller was leading Diller O'Dell 38-6. Also in the top half of the bracket in a quarterfinal that is getting ready to kick off here in about 20 minutes with the rest of them. Red Cloud making the trip out to the Panhandle to Garden County. And on the other side of us, Stewart hosting Arthur County. Those all kick off here within the next 20 minutes. Elsewhere locally, you have Shadron on the road. They are at Sydney. That game kicking off at 4 o'clock in a matchup of two teams that met 2 weeks ago down in Sydney. That was a 14-0 Sydney victory. Shadron breaking their streak of playoff losses last week after 10 years trying to play spoils on the road to the Red Raiders. Scotts Bluff, they are hosting Elkhorn North tonight. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff out here in the Panhandle, and that's really all that's left for Panhandle flavor in the playoffs. And so we will see which of our Panhandle teams can advance to next week's semifinal. State volleyball going on right now as well. Layton, the lone player, Panhandle team in Lincoln, and Layton will play for the state championship in D2 tomorrow. The Warriors getting a 3-1 win over Central Valley earlier this morning, so congratulations to the Layton Warriors on getting their win today and getting to the championship of Class D2. Looking at what these teams did last week, Silver Lake got an opening round win over Ansley Litchfield, 47-26. Hay Springs got a win over rival Sioux County, 37-26. Hay Springs' offense comes in averaging a clip of 66.1 points per game. Defensively, they give up under 3 touchdowns a game at 20.2. Silver Lake offensively just under 34 points per contest. On the defensive side, 21.7 points per game. Again, Hay Springs aiming for their third title game since 2018. Never won. Been there twice before. Never won the ship. Meanwhile, Silver Lake trying to get past the second round for the first time in school history. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show on KBPY. We'll step aside, come back, look at that game time weather forecast. You're listening to Hay Springs Playoff Football on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air. But there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
We welcome you back into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show as we get closer to kickoff. It appears that Silver Lake will kick. Hay Springs will receive the opening kickoff in this one. And I was just corrected. Silver Lake has played in the semifinals before, back in 2012 in six-man football. So my apologies and thank you to Coach Barry Swisher down in Sioux County for that tidbit of information. I appreciate it, Swisher. 48 degrees is where we're at right now under cloudy skies here in Sheridan County, Nebraska. Winds will be very little of a factor. Really going to be blown back to the north at about 5 to 6 miles an hour, so won't see a whole lot. Maybe see some precipitation by the time we get to the later half of this ball game. We'll see if that comes in as a factor in this one. That is your game time weather forecast. Let's take a quick look at your Shadron lock keys to the game. Your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. That's Mr. John Kreil and Shadron lock in for Hay Springs. Think it's going to come to the defensive side of the ball. Can you put pressure on Silver Lake? Can you protect kind of the middle ground, kind of that 5 to 20 yards away from the line of scrimmage, regardless to what the play call is? But can you protect that area? We saw that get exposed a little bit last week with Sioux County and Coach Swisher's squad. They were a little bit exposed, kind of that 5 to 15 to 20 yard area between quarterback Baxter Reese and running back Jack Hunter, able to do some things. But we'll see if Hay Springs has made the adjustments. For Silver Lake, just kind of seeing them a little bit, I watched a little bit of their game against Ansley Litchfield. Don't leave any empty opportunities. Points are going to be at a premium. I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair between both squads. Don't leave any empty possessions. You know, how often can you put the ball into the end zone? Obviously, that's the name of the game. But there might be some fourth down situations where coach says, hey, we're going to go for this. We have to go for this. This is kind of the situation we are in. Coming up on the way, we'll hear comments from Coach Trevor Jenkins of the Hay Springs Hawks. That's when we come back on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Shadron, unless you like being stranded. We welcome you back into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show this Friday evening as Hay Springs hosts Silver Lake in the quarterfinals of the D6 playoffs. Head coach of the Hawks, Trevor Jenkins, joins us now. Last week, a first-round win over Sioux County. And coach, I would say a game that was probably tougher than anticipated, maybe, and the score a lot closer than the final result indicated.
Yeah, you know, I told you last week that they're going to be ready to rock and roll, and they're going to be coached well, and they were, and you know, we lost some one-on-one battles and stuff in the past game, and they were ready. Yeah, it was fun though. I had fun.
Did it show you some things about your team though that allowed you to maybe have some coaching moments this week in practice that brought some things up that needed to be fine-tuned as we get deeper into the playoffs here?
Oh, of course. You know, I think every game you can take away something to improve on, and we learned a lot that game, and have already done that yesterday in practice. We touched up a bunch on our points, gave us a lot of stuff to look at and go back to the basics, so to speak. Our angles at their quarterback weren't great, and then our coverage obviously wasn't super great down the stretch. And so we worked on that yesterday and talked through it and watched some film on the Sioux County game yesterday. So, it was good. And we definitely presented some stuff to touch up on. So, yes.
Silver Lake's going to be the opponent this week, a team that you are not familiar with. And that can be a blessing and a curse all of its own. And I guess, how have you been able to kind of read what Silver Lake likes to do?
Just watching film on them, watching that Ansley game. And then mostly film. They're gonna want to run the ball. They've got some big guys up front and like to push people around, and we gotta attack them and be the more physical team. And we do that, and we'll be fine.
What were some things offensively that you feel that you can do to offset what Silver Lake likes to do defensively?
They've got some kids with some speed and stuff like that. Running it out of more of a spread look is going to be beneficial if we have to and stuff like that. But really, I think if we can win our blocks, I think that we can do what we like to do, which is run the football. So,
one of the things we talked about, maybe off air, I'm not sure if we discussed it during our chat last week, but one of the things you wanted to work on during the Sioux County game was maybe fine-tuning that passing game a little bit. Did you see enough of what you wanted to see during the Sioux County game, or are there some things that, again, left a little to be desired for you?
Yeah, as I'm calling plays there, I thought that we threw the ball a lot more. I think we only threw it 10 times. I had 113 yards over in the air and four touchdowns. So I think we did well. I thought we did it more. So I kind of went away from it, but definitely something that we need to work on, keep working on, and might do some this week. Just depends on see how the game goes and stuff like that. But, we did a good job. I think we had I think we had 113 yards passing. Dylan Young had four touchdowns. I mean, we did a good job at it. There's room to work on it. So,
quarterfinals of the playoffs. What's been, outside of the matchups themselves, what's business been like this week?
It's been, just with one practice under our belt. It's been, like I said earlier, going back and working on our angles and stuff like that, and our coverages and stuff, and then we got our blocking schemes installed yesterday and stuff like that. We've told the boys that we got to be pretty serious this week. This team isn't, they're not 8-2 or 7-2 for no reason. They're a good football team, and if we don't play how we can, we're going to make it a game, and I think that they understand the seriousness of it and are ready for the challenge. So,
Hay Springs head coach Trevor Jenkins joining us here on the pregame show. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jeremy.
Kickoff coming up next on KBPY and ChadRand.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Welcome back out to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Let's take a quick look at your Country Kitchen starting lineup. Country Kitchen, a place like home in Chadron for Silver Lake. Defensively, Lane Conway, the senior. Paxton Sorensen, the senior. Casey Conway, the senior. Jackson Tenbenzel, the junior. Clay Planbeck, the senior. And Cody Planbeck, the senior. For Hay Springs, Dylan Young, the senior. Tripp Bittner, the senior. Hunter McDonald, the senior. Evan Smith, the sophomore. Talon Smith, the senior. And Dylan Raymer, the senior. Those are your starting lineups. Brought to you by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. Silver Lake in the all whites. Hay Springs in the all greens. We'll see how this one goes. Kick off when we come back on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Hugh Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
We welcome you back after this D6 quarterfinal. The home team and the number 2 seed, Hay Springs Hawks, the number 7 seed, making the trip out here is Silver Lake. Silver Lake won the toss and decided to kick it away. That means Hay Springs will receive. Dylan Raymer is going to be back to receive. And before we get going any further, I accidentally called Tripp Bittner a senior. He is a sophomore. Booting it away for Silver Lake will be number 15, Bo Boniface. He has it teed up at the 30. Silver Lake will kick it right to left here on your FM radio dial. Hay Springs' offense will move left to right. We welcome everybody in on this quarterfinal Friday. Kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance and your agent, Trace Strothide in Chadron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Trace are there for you. This one is booted away. Raymer will watch this into the end zone for a touchback. That'll put the ball at the 15. That's where Hay Springs will start this opening drive. Again, moving left to right, north to south. As we see it, looking back to the east on the third floor of the high school building here in Hay Springs, America. A little bit of a breeze out there. Again, temperature is going to hover into the mid-40s, maybe the low 40s by the time this one is done. So we will see how things go. Hunter McDonald running in the play from the sideline as Hay Springs comes out in offense averaging 66 points per ball game. Trip Bittner and Dylan Young lined up with Dylan Raymer, the deep back, to give the option look, and a slip and a fall for Dylan Young. Fights forward, gets out to the 19-yard line, but he slipped making that initial cut and took his momentum away. Gain of about 3 on first down, brings up second down and 12, ball towards the near hash mark. A lot of folks making the trip up from the Roseland area. That's where Silver Lake is at, down by Hastings in south central Nebraska. And glad to see everybody making the trip. Hay Springs, a pretty full side on their side as well. Let's see what the Hawks roll with here on second down. Two down defensive linemen for the Mustangs. And the shotgun is Bittner. Bittner takes the snap, gives it off again to Young. Young runs the option to Raymer, far side. Raymer up the field, makes a cut. Dylan Raymer, it's a foot race. Raymer across midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Hay Springs. Dylan Raymer took off and scurried for 61 yards. Dylan Raymer made a couple of cuts, and away he went. That comes just 54 seconds into the contest. And now the two-point kick attempt for Hunter McDonald. Our first quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you, rooting for you. Ball spotted at the 3. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. The kick is through. And with that, Hay Springs goes on top 8-0. 9:06 left first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Nothing. 54 seconds into this one, off a Dylan Raymer 61-yard run to put the Hawks up. Hunter McDonald will boot it away for Hay Springs. Back to receive, and we'll get a number here in just a moment on the return man. That is Jackson Tenbenzel. The onside kick is covered by Silver Lake, and they will have it at the 38 of their own far hash mark to start their first drive. Again, I expect a lot of points in this one. Silver Lake, you can see a little bit more size than Hay Springs has, and this is going to be the interesting thing to watch. I think you're going to see Hay Springs maybe have a little more speed, Silver Lake have a little more size. Which one gives? Here this afternoon, Hay Springs comes out, deep back formation, man in motion from left to right, the turn, the toss to Tenbenzel, looks for the edge, he's going to reverse field, right up the middle, pushes across midfield to the 38, a gain of 4 on first down, makes it second and 11. Lane Conway, the quarterback for this Mustang squad, again the all-white, Hay Springs the all-green. Silver Lake moving right to left. That breeze is just chilly enough. I formation here for the Mustangs. Tenbenzel dots the I. Turn the toss back. Cuts to the left. Has a lot of room. Inside the 30. One man to beat. Tenbenzel down the sideline. And he is dropped at about the 9-yard line by Dylan Young. It'll be first down and goal for Silver Lake. Tenbenzel, everybody just ran to the left, and Tenbenzel stopped on a dime, came left, and it took Dylan Young catching him at the 9 to keep the Mustangs out of the end zone. 8:10 on the clock, first quarter, 8-0, Hay Springs. Casey Conway slips to the left here of the formation. Conway, Lane Conway in the shotgun, give right up the middle. 10 Benzel trying to be tracked down from behind. He'd be drug down at the 1 yard line. Kind of a slow developing play right now. Both teams kind of look slow motion. It is a little chilly out here, though. You understand? You got to get warmed up a little bit before you move a little faster. 7:35 to go, first quarter. Silver Lake trying to answer the Hay Springs score. Give right up the middle. Touchdown, Silver Lake. 10 Benzel on the dive. Or Conway, excuse me. That's the fullback, Casey Conway. And that's from 1 yard out. And Silver Lake, with 7:22 left in this opening quarter, trying to tie this up here. Casey Conway will try the all-important two-point kick here. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. We are tied at 8. It's one of those games where I said it's going to be a lot of points scored. Our first quarter, again, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Studio 308 in Chadron, that's Dean Nitch in Studio 8. They specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Chadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chadron Chiropractic in downtown Chadron. And Thrive and Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chadron at 308-430-0760. So Conway punches it through for Silver Lake, follows it up with the two-point kick. We're tied at 8 here in this opening quarter. The winner moves on to the semifinals. Bo Boniface will kick it off. Rammer standing on his own goal line. And we are set to go here. That one is away. And we're going to have a flag on the kickoff. And I do believe we will back Silver Lake up here. I believe someone on the far side just got a little antsy out in front of the kicker there. And they will back it up and kick it again. See if we can find some other scores of games happening. Stewart is up on Arthur County already. 6-0 in that contest. Sandhill Sedford leading Riverside in D2, 8-6. Ken Sydney and Chadron going at it right now as well. Everybody kind of getting going about that 4 o'clock mountain time right now as Boniface has the ball roll off the tee. Again, there is a little bit of a breeze. He'll mark it again. Marcus steps back with Raymer standing just down to the shadows of his own goal line. We will try this again. The kickoff, that time it's squibbed on the ground. Raymer will come up and grab it at the 10. Raymer to the 15, to the 25, to the 30, out to the 35, to the 36. And that's where Hay Springs will start their second drive, first and 15. From the 36-yard line. I know most everybody listening, a Husker fan, here's a good thing. Your hearts can't be broken tomorrow. Nebraska in a bye week. They'll be back at it at USC next Saturday. But just think of that. You don't have to wake up thinking, are we or aren't we today? You don't have to worry at all. Glad we could have you along with us for the ride on this Friday afternoon, late afternoon, early evening. Dylan Young under center, split backs behind him for the Hay Springs Hawks. Turn the toss, goes to Raymer. Raymer cuts it right up the middle. Raymer slips one tackle and then gets brought down across midfield at the 38, far side of the field. 6 yards on the first down carry for Dylan Raymer. He's got a 61-yard touchdown run for the Hawks already. Second down, 9 yards. Got to get down to the Silver Lake 29-yard line here to pick up a first down. 6:45 on the clock in this opening quarter, brought to you by our friends at Nebraska Bank. Young under center again. I formation this time behind him. Give right up the middle to Raymer. Raymer only gains a few. Puts him out close to the 35 of Silver Lake. It'll leave him in third and about seven. Third and 6.5 here. Critical third down early on. Again, I think points are going to come in all ways, shapes, or forms this evening. And we talked, kind of our key to the game for Silver Lake, scoring on those possessions. That is equally as important. If you're Hay Springs, you don't want to leave any of these open. Young again under center. Raymer lined up, wing to the right. The turn, the toss, goes to Tripp Bittner. Bittner up the field and falls forward, going to be close to a first down. That was Raymer on the carry, not Bittner. Bittner was the fullback. You have 2 and 22, and when you only catch a partial number, so now the ball is sitting at the Silver Lake 29-yard line. Moving the chains here. Tied at 8. Dylan Raymer, the 61-yard run for Hay Springs. On the other side, it was Casey Conway from 1 yard out. Bittner under center. Play clock running down. Bittner tosses it to Young. Young looking for the edge. Dylan Young stops, makes a cut, fights through his own guy, and steps out near a first down again inside the 15 at the 14. If they move the chains, it's a first and goal for the Hawks. Deep in Silver Lake territory. But we do have laundry on the field. And what's the call going to be? In the area of a hold, and that would back Hay Springs up to the 37-yard line. So they'll mark the hold off here. And it'll be, we'll repeat first down. Be first down and about 24 yards. Now we have a stoppage here. And now we got to add a couple more seconds back on the clock here. And we'll be ready to go. First down and long here for Hay Springs after the holding penalty. Ball hasn't been in the air once. Hay Springs electing to keep it on the ground. Young under center. The turn, the toss. Bittner does get it this time right up the middle. Bittner makes a cut, takes a hard hit. Goodness. That was Lane Conway coming up to make the stick at the 30. A pickup of 7 for Tripp Bittner. And now another penalty. So now we'll see where they want to take it from. And Silver Lake's going to move it back, and it'll go from where the penalty occurred. So now Hay Springs will have first down from their own 33-yard line, but they got to get to the Silver Lake 14 for a first down. Back-to-back holding calls here on Hay Springs. Young under center. Turn. Play action. Looking out in the flats as McDonald catches made, and he gets down to the 33 of Silver Lake. So it'll bring up second down in about 17, 18 yards. That'll make it 19, actually. Second and 19 here for the Green. First time Hay Springs has gone to the air today. First time Either team has gone to the air today. 4:25 first quarter. We're tied at 8 here between Hay Springs and Silver Lake. Winner advances to the D6 semifinals next Friday night against either Arthur County or Stewart. Young under center. The turn. Play action again. Out of the flats, overthrown for Evan Smith. It'll bring up third down. So now third down. Third and 19, ball on the 33 of Silver Lake. Hay Springs going to get down to the 14. What does Coach Trevor Jenkins draw up here? Young in the shotgun, a back to each side. Young calls the count, straight drop, pressure coming. Across the middle, looking for Raymer, it's incomplete. Had room if he makes the catch. Couldn't catch up to it, though, and it's fourth down. Now you're at your first what-do-you-do moment here. Do you go for it, or do you try to pooch punt here and pin Silver Lake deep? Stewart extending their lead on Arthur County, 14-0. Fourth down here for Hay Springs. It appears they're going to go for it. Young in the shotgun takes the snap, straight drop across the middle for Raymer. Raymer has some room. Can he get a block? Raymer down the edge. Raymer, no one's going to touch him. Touchdown, Hay Springs. Dylan Raymer from Dylan Young from 33 yards out. Raymer with his second touchdown of the night. That comes with 3:55 left in this opening quarter. And Hunter McDonald now on to add the 2 points here. The snap is high, the hold, the kick is up, and that one might go through. It does. 16-8. Hay Springs leads it here on KBPY online at shadrad.com. Again, no Huskers tomorrow for us here on the Shadrad network of stations, so instead we're going to offer you up Missouri and Oklahoma tomorrow night. That'll come to you from Westwood, 1:15 pregame, 5:45 kickoff Mountain Time from Norman, Oklahoma, and then the Broncos on Sunday. Trying to come back from that embarrassing loss last week. 9 a.m. pregame Sunday morning, 11 o'clock kickoff. We'll have it on KCSR. You can catch the Broncos there. Hunter McDonald to boot it away. Coming to you from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth on this Friday afternoon. Again, trying to keep tabs on scores from here, there, and everywhere this evening. 16-8, Hawks lead it after the Young to Raymer touchdown. That ball goes straight in the air. That could be an issue. That bounces. And now there's a lot of room in front of Ten Benzel. He's going to return this kick for a touchdown. And just like that, Hunter McDonald hung that in the air. Ten Benzel got it off the bounce, found the hole, and found the end zone. The kickoff return may be the equalizer here to try to knock this thing at 16. Now the all-important two-point kick. That is Casey Conway to try to put it through the uprights. The snap, the hold, the kick is blocked. The kick is no good, and Hay Springs holds on to the 16-14 lead after Ten Benzel returned that puppy to the house off the high kickoff. from Hunter McDonald. First quarter, Sydney and Chadron tied at 8. That's a good one going on down in Sydney. Again, tied between Chadron and Sydney. Winner of that one goes to the semifinals. Silver Lake sent to kick it away. Boniface. That's Bo Boniface to tee it up at his own 30. Dylan Raymer standing back at his own 2-yard line. Last time out, Silver Lake tried to squib kick, but Boniface has more than got the leg strength to put it through the end zone. That one's away. Raymer will get a chance at it from his own 4-yard line, out across the 10 to the 15 to the 20. Raymer cuts back, fumbles it, and Silver Lake has it. Raymer went to make a cut, let that ball get a little bit away from his body. And Silver Lake recovers the fumble at the Hay Springs 24-yard line. And now Evan Smith on the sideline in some obvious pain over here. But now the Hay Springs defense on the field with Silver Lake already set up at the 24 on the far hash mark. Lane Conway under center. 10 Benzel behind him. The turn, the toss comes to the near side. And that one will go for about a yard, maybe two. Say just a yard. It'll bring second down and 14. Clock down to 3:20 here in this opening quarter. Again, 16-14, Hay Springs. Silver Lake spreading it out this time. One receiver right, one to the left. And now they're going to put Lane Conway in a position where he can run or pass with the ball. Toss goes right. Conway down the right side, ushered out at the 18-yard line, got the edge. A pickup of 6 on the play, brings up 3rd down and 8. Silver Lake's got to get down to about the 9-yard line here. This is almost closer to 3rd down and 9. Third down for Silver Lake. Can the Hay Springs defense keep him out? Lane Conway in the shotgun back to each side. The turn, the give, 10 Benzel looking for room right into the teeth of the defense, and he goes down. After maybe a half yard, it'll be 4th down and 7. So after the fumble, Hay Springs is trying to stop Silver Lake here with about 2:25 to go in this first quarter. And see a difference in players here. And we'll see what's going to go on here. But now the play clock already under 10. Snap and... We have some movement, but did we get a timeout first? We did. Our timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's. You design it in Chadron, top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Shelly Dunbar does a great job with that stuff. I encourage you to check her out. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Really great on a day like today. When it's just a little chilly outside, speaking of chili, that's what's waiting for me at home for dinner tonight. Pot of chili. My wife started on that at 5 o'clock this morning, let it slow roll all day. It's going to be amazing. Be the second best part of my day. This is the first. So 4th down. What does Silver Lake do here? You're not going to punt it, but do you go for, I don't know if they have a field goal kicker on their sidelines. Would you feel comfortable trying a four-point kick? No, they're going to spread it out here. Two receivers right, one to the left. The turn, toss goes left. Looking for room to go. Pressure coming, dropping away, making the pass off now, and getting the first down. Big man out there making the catch. See if we can get a number as the chains move. Ace brings Had Conway. Instead, that's Cody Plambeck making the catch out in the flat and moving the chains for Silver Lake, a chance to take their first lead on Hay Springs. We've been tied right now 16-14. Hay Springs has the lead. Conway under center, I formation behind him, the turn, the toss back, right up the middle, and maybe stopped short of the goal line. Mark him, they're going to mark him at the 2-yard line, it looks like. So to bring up second down and goal from the 2. Again, Shadron and Sydney late in the first quarter, tied at 8, and that one down in Sydney. We have a minute left here in our opening quarter, 16-14, but Silver Lake is knocking on the door. Conway, the turn, the toss, right up the middle, and no, he's going to be stopped again. 10 Benzel couldn't get there. It's going to be third down and goal, and he actually lost half a yard. Third and goal, Silver Lake. Hay Springs has gotten a few goal line stands this year. Can they do it again against this Silver Lake offense? Again, this all started off the Dylan Raymer fumble on the kick return. Started at the Hay Springs 24-yard line. Now it's third and goal from about 2.5 yards away from Paydirt. Conway under center, man in motion from right to left to get right up the middle, and it is not there. Hay Springs stops it, and it'll be fourth and goal as we round out the first quarter after one. Hay Springs 16, Silver Lake 14. We have a fourth and goal from about the 5-yard line when we come back on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org. For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Fourth down and goal for Silver Lake. The snap, the toss. Conway looking. Conway scrambling. Throws it at the ground. It's incomplete. And Hay Springs' defense makes the stop. Hay Springs' defense brought the pressure. Conway had nowhere to go. Tried to ditch it. He couldn't. And now it's first down and 15 for Hay Springs, backed up at their own 4-yard line. So the Hay Springs defense gets the stop. But again, starting back with their heels almost on their own end zone. Young under center. The turn, the toss goes to Raymer. Raymer right up the middle. Raymer is going to be drugged down out across the 15 to the 16-yard line almost. Darn near got there. They're going to mark it on the 15. It'll bring up second down and 4 from the 15-yard line after a gain of 11 on first down for Dylan Raymer. That was a big one to get yourself out of the shadow of your own end zone. But what about that defensive stand after the fumble on the kickoff return? Young under center. The turn, the toss goes to Raymer left side. Raymer puts his head down, takes on a defender, gets out to the 17. It'll bring up third down and two. Lane Conway slow to get up off the turf. But now it's third down and just a couple here. Third down here, Hay Springs, ball on the near hash mark. Moving right to left, 16-14. Score difference all because of a missed two-point kick by Silver Lake. Young under center, eye formation behind him. Dylan Raymer dots the eye. Young the snap, the turn, toss right. Raymer will have more than enough for a first down. Gets across the 30, 35. Pushed down of bounds at about the 39, 38-yard line is where they will put the ball. Dylan Raymer on a drive that started back at Hay Springs' own 4-yard line after the defensive stand. And now Hay Springs trying to get a little ease behind them here as they try to push it across the 40. Again, clouds hanging over. Could see some precipitation later in this game. If we do, it'll be in the form of some sprinkles. Now you have Tripp Bittner under center. Young and Raymer behind him in the formation. The turn, the toss to Dylan Young. Young cuts right up the middle. Dylan Young cuts back to the right and gets snagged by the ankles. Nice ankle tackle by Lane Conway. Kind of said his name a lot. I promise there are ever other Silver Lake Mustangs out there, but Lane Conway's kind of been everywhere. The second down for Hay Springs. Got to get down to the 26-yard line, 27 for a first down. Young under center eye formation. The turn, the give around for the middle of the trip. Bittner, Bittner makes a cut to the left. Bittner eludes a tackle, 25, 20, 15, and he's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say where? They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 16. Nonetheless, it moves the chains. And Hay Springs will be first and 15 from the 16. They can still get a first down on this end of the field before ever crossing the goal line. 16-14, your score. Now we're ready to go. Officials took a minute to get to where they needed to be on the field. First and 15 from the 16. The turn, the toss. Young looking to pass. Throws it across the middle. Had Hunter McDonald out along the sideline, but Dylan Young slipped as he was trying to plant into his throw. Otherwise, Hunter McDonald probably has that down around the 3-yard line instead. Second down, 15. Clock stopped at 7:28. Our second quarter brought to you by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Brian Liniger and Farm Bureau. Second down and 15, Hay Springs. Ball, again, just outside the 15-yard line. Hawks trying to extend their lead. Bittner under center this time. The turn, the toss to Young. They want to pass again. Right back to Bittner. Bittner met down at the 10-yard line, a gain of 6 on the play, brings up third down and 9 from the 10-yard line. So you have two plays to get a first down here. If you can get a first, you'll have four more from about the 1-yard line. Winner of this one will play the winner of Stewart and Arthur County next week. If it's Stewart and Hay Springs wins, it'll be here. Young under center. Turn, the toss. Raymer looking for a hole. Makes a cut down to the 4. another gain of six. Now, where are they going to give about the 4.5 yard line? So it's going to be fourth down and three. Fourth down and three here for Hay Springs. We had some early fireworks in this one, and now the defenses for both teams have really done a good job of settling in. And in six-man football, it's really easy to give up yardage between the 15s. It's what you do from the 15 in defensively. That's where things turn into a struggle. Fourth down and goal for Hay Springs, and a timeout called by Hay Springs. Timeout on the field brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. We're back in 30 on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Back out to Jaggers Memorial Field in Hay Springs, the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. One winner in the books already. That's Sumner Eddieville Miller. They beat Diller O'Dell 60-25. Right now, Stewart on top of Arthur County 28-0. Here, it is 16-14. Hay Springs. Early on first quarter, you had Casey Conway get a touchdown on the ground, and then Ten Benzel returned the kickoff after Hay Springs' second score of the day. I formation on fourth down. Hawks need three to move the chains, four to the end zone. Young under center. And we're going to have a false start on the Hawks. Move it back five, and it'll be fourth and goal from the 9-yard line. Fourth down and goal. What do you do play-wise here? Big penalty right there. Big difference between obviously needing three and now needing about eight. Fourth down, I formation. Young turns, tosses, Raymer. Raymer up the middle. Raymer, five, touchdown, Hay Springs. Dylan Raymer, like a bull in the china shop, gets into the end zone. His third touchdown of the ball game. The 9-yard run comes with 5:56 left here in this second quarter, Now the two-point kick attempt to make this a two-possession game. McDonald to kick, Young to hold. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, the kick is right down Main Street. 24-14, Hay Springs leads it in this one. We'll keep it right here with you on KBPY. Let you know that the Post 12 American Legion and Chadron, including their Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, proud supporters of all of our area athletes. Wish them all the best of luck in the postseason. T Salon and Boutique, Tegan Dunbar in Chadron. You can book your next hair appointment with her at T Salon online or call 430-3686. While you're at it, stop in, check out the latest in fashion. Hay Springs extends their lead, largest of the ball game, 24-14. And that is all because of a missed two-point kick by Silver Lake on their second score. Hunter McDonald will kick it off for Hay Springs. .556 on the clock here as that one is on sides. It bounces and will go out of bounds. And now Silver Lake's going to come out with some really good field position here. yeah, I think Silver Lake's going to take it here on this one, and they're going to wind up with some good field position out of this. So we will mark it off here, and should be placed at the spot of the foul. And Silver Lake should have it at the 39-yard line, and that's what they will do. So good field position for Silver Lake here. Again, 5:54, second quarter, brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance and your local agent, Brian Liniger, in Chadron. First down, 15 for the Mustangs. On first down, the toss goes to Lane Conway. Conway looking to run with it. Conway has a lot of room. Conway makes a man miss and then gets chopped down in the thigh at about the 28-yard line, more than enough for a first down. Lane Conway moves the chains for Silver Lake. Ball on the near hash mark, moving left to right, getting into Hay Springs territory. First down. In Hay Springs, looking to get to the semifinals for the third time since 2018 and hope that they can follow it with the state championship game appearance for the third time in 6 years. Man in motion out of the backfield to turn the toss near side. Pressure coming, and Conway's just going to walk himself out of bounds at about the 22-yard line, a gain of about a yard and a half on the play, maybe just one. Second down. Second down at about 14 here for Silver Lake. Again, last time they were down in Hay Springs territory, the Hawks turned them away. Second down, Silver Lake with the play clock running down. Down to five, down to four, down to three, down to two. And a timeout called by Silver Lake. Mustangs didn't get to the line of scrimmage fast enough. Again, Sydney and Shadron still locked at eight. And not sure if it's snowing down in Sydney yet, but it could be a little wet down there. Sydney area, a couple of inches of snow. You go west on the interstate to Kimball, they could see up to 8 inches of snow overnight tonight. Glad we are not in any of that mess. We have yet to see our first snow up here in northwest Nebraska. Not uncommon by this time of the year to have a little snow on the ground, but knock on wood, we have not seen any. Could use the moisture, though. Just talked to our one of our local fire chiefs yesterday, and he said we are drier right now than 2012 and 2006, and those were years that both produced some gnarly wildfires in our area. So it doesn't matter just because it's cool out. The ground is dry. And not good. Second down, 14 here for Silver Lake. Unbalanced line to the left. Conway, the toss, goes left to Tim Benzel. Flag comes in the area of a hold. Tim Benzel driven out of bounds at about the 12, but this is all for none. And it is a hold on Silver Lake, and Hay Springs had a drive a little bit like this. They got down here a couple of holding calls that did them in. Scoreboard check, Stewart on top of Arthur County, 28-6. Red Cloud leading Garden County. That's just down the road in Oshkosh out here in the Panhandle. That one is 8-6. Right here, 24-14, Hay Springs. Winner moves on to the semifinals of the D6 playoffs. Second down now in 19. The turn, the toss. Conway looking for help out of the flats. That one is incomplete. Brings up third down and long. And actually, it's going to be third down and a lot more than 19. About 25 and We had lights go, a bank of lights go out here at Hay Springs. This is not the first time we've had light issues this year. Happened the night of the Sioux County game back in September. But that's a couple of times that's happened this season. And since we're going, what are we doing here? They're going to stop things right now. But, yes, one bank of lights has gone off here. Four overhead lights on the field here at Hay Springs. One has gone off. And we'll see. Get a few folks coming out of the stands towards the light. See if they can maybe remedy the issue. Last time it was a fuse issue. And I'm not sure what's happening down here. See what they decide to do. For right now, we're in a stoppage. Let's, and I was just informed that Ricky Wohl is out of town. So, but yes, the Northwest Bank of Lights here at Jaggers Memorial Field has gone out. The other three light fixtures are on. We have everything from about the 30-yard line south on the south end of the field. We can play backyard ball and just play one way the rest of the night. But 5 minutes to go here in this second quarter. Now we're tearing the pad, the safety padding off, and now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. And we'll see what happens here. Maybe we could get enough cars around the field, light things up. Yeah, do we move this game to somewhere else? And now the other light on the west side has gone out. So now we have no lights on the west side of the field. Very interesting development here. Again, this happened against Sioux County earlier in the year. It took them about 10 minutes. It was all it took was a quick fuse swap. Don't know what you do now. Maybe it's one of those things where you lick your fingers, touch the wires, see what works, what doesn't. We will see. We're stripping cowboy hats off down there. We got quite the crew. Meanwhile, we'll step aside 30 seconds, come back, let you know what's going on here on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
Back out here to Hay Springs, where we are half in the dark here in Hay Springs. Not sure what's going on here, but the west bank of lights here at Hay Springs went off here. We're at third down and forever for Silver Lake, 24-14 your score. And while we have a chance, we'll recap how things are going. You see head coach Trevor Jenkins talking with the official, maybe hopefully a remedy for the situation. But last time, again, they had to shut the west bank completely off, swap out some fuses, turned them back on, and we didn't have any problems. So, and now you can see the head official going to talk to the coaches of Silver Lake on the far side of the field. But Hay Springs got this thing started off the bang. Second play from scrimmage, Dylan Raymer went 61 yards just 54 seconds into the contest to put Ace brings up 8-0, but Silver Lake put a drive together, and Casey Conway dove across the goal line from a yard out, and the two-point kick was good to tie it at 8 with 7:22 left in the first. Hay Springs responded at the 3:55 mark of the first quarter. Dylan Young found Dylan Raymer on a little pass over the middle. Dylan Raymer proceeded to take off with it 33 yards. Hay Springs went up 16-8, and then the ensuing kickoff. It was Jackson Tenbenzel from Silver Lake returning the ensuing kickoff, and we were 16-14 at the end of the first quarter. Dennis Brown says stick a quarter, a penny in front of the blown fuse. I don't know if that'll work or not. But then Hay Springs, 5:56, Mark, 56 seconds ago of game time, Dylan Raymer took it in from 9 yards out on fourth and goal. The two-point kick was good. 24-14 is where we are at. We can see the Silver Lake fans are in the lights on the far side. They have lights above them. Trying to fix things here. And you have folks staring up at the lights. I don't know if they were able to swap things out. I assume the only one that's not working still is the northwest one, but they had to turn the bank of lights here off so that they could work on them. Sydney, by the way, scores a touchdown. They lead Chadron 16-8 in the second quarter. So it is 16-8 ball game there, but lights have gone out here. Score update. Stewart leading Arthur County 35-6, almost to halftime. And Red Cloud up on Garden County 8-0 at the half. Elsewhere, Sandhills, Thetford, and Riverside are tied at 30 going into half. Overton leading Brooding, Davenport, Shickley 18-14. That is in Class D2. Then in C1, Chadron and Sydney just told you. Sydney just scored to go on top 16-8 in that one. Again, still trying to fix the lights here. And everybody's looking up. I don't know if we're waiting to see if the lights will turn back on here on this west side. Once they get them on, it won't take them long to turn back on. But you have to run clear to the one end of the field to turn the bank of lights on. I believe it's on the south side where you got to turn them on at. So we will see. Next time I'll bring more flashlights when I come down to Hay Springs, I guess. I don't know. Right now as it stands, though, third down, it'll be for Silver Lake. And Hay Springs coming off of a long drive that started at their own 4-yard line, drove it all the way down. Dylan Raymer punched it in after turning back Silver Lake. Right now they're in a third down and about 20. Oh, where's the ball going to be at here when we get back underway? Be third down and about 23 yards, 24 yards with where it's at about the 33-yard line. Going to get clear down to the 9-yard line for a first down. Again, waiting to see if the lights will come back on. I assume somebody in town's got to have a fuse. Oh, Sydney does not score a touchdown. So it is tied at 8 at halftime. All righty. So there is that. The Cardinals have taken Sydney to halftime, tied at 8. I was told to bring as many flashlights as I could. Got people randomly texting me now. I'm going to take this from Hay Springs football to the variety hour. Please call in and let us hear your thoughts. If you have something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, we'll just do an impromptu evening swap shop. So we could always throw something together here on the radio. Again, other things going on. Scott's Bluff at home tonight with Elkhorn North. That one kicks off at 7 o'clock. I've received multiple pictures now of snow on the ground down south. I don't need that in my life. I don't need snow. Still waiting. I don't know if we're waiting for someone to run and get a fuse. But we're waiting here. Players trying to stay warm and stretch. Again, we've hit the halfway point of second quarter here. So, oh, goodness. So we'll see. Folks are just kind of standing and waiting over by the light pole, and I assume they're waiting on someone to go snag them a fuse or something like that. So we will see what happens. Hey, Mr. Dennis Brown, if somehow you could set me up a break of some kind for a couple of minutes here, that would be greatly appreciated. PSAs or something of the nature to just let me take a quick break here. That would be greatly appreciated. So if we could do that and let me know when you get that set up here, that would be absolutely gracious of you. Here's the deal, though. Who's going to respond after this stoppage in play? Because, yes, they'll get the lights back on. They're just waiting here, I'm sure, for a part. So we'll see. Well, maybe we won't take a break, Dennis Brown. They're putting the wrap back on the pole. No? Well, we'll see what happens here. Let's see. What are we going to decide here? You could. I don't know if you could prep a field down in Crawford quickly. You go the other way and go to Cody quick. They don't have lights. We will see. We're going to step aside here. We'll come back and update you in a couple of minutes here on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Flashback. This week, Flashback is headed to the year of Jaws, Rocky Horror, and Tommy on the big screen. 1975.
Jaws.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
From Physical Graffiti to Pink Floyd, it's 1975. This week on Flashback.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-424-8566 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-424-8566. 1-800-424-8566. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-424-8566.
And the fine people of Hay Springs, Nebraska said, let there be light. The lights are turning on. And they're not even get the light. Let the lights turn all the way on. We're ready to go. Third down here for Silver Lake. Again, the lights haven't even turned all the way on here, but here we go. It is third down. Snap, the turn, the toss goes to Conway. Conway looking deep downfield. Fires it up, has a man overshoots him. It's incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down. Yeah, the southeast light slowly turning on one by one. So we ran a play with the lights half off. Fourth down and long. We'll see what Silver Lake decides to do here as our east side of light or west side of lights kick back in. Two receivers to the near side. It is fourth down and forever. 10 bends on the shotgun, turns the toss back to Conway. Flag comes out. Pass across the middle. That one is going to be caught, but a driving tackle and an incompletion. We will see what we have here. It was fourth down. And so we have false start on the offense. It'll be a first down, Hay Springs, so it was a formation penalty. And now we'll go the other way with it. Hawks get the defensive stand here. First down, 15, Hay Springs, ball on their own 34-yard line, far hash mark, moving right to left. Young under center, the turn, the toss, goes to Tripp Bittner. Bittner looking for the edge, not much there. Going to pick up about two on first down. Brings up second down, and, well, are they going to give him two? They're going to give him one. They're only going to give him one. And it'll bring up second down and 14. Second and 14 from the 35-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Hay Springs leads it 24-14. You get a drive going here and punch it in before halftime, you'd feel pretty good about things. Young under center. On second down, Silver Lake wanting to bring pressure, play action. Back across, it goes to Talon Smith, and Smith is chopped down at the 36-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about five. Third and five is Conway makes the tackle out in the flats over here on Talon Smith. Third down and five, 4:10 left in the second quarter. Brought to you by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. Coming up live, our Shattered Insurance Halftime Show. Talk about this one, another playoff game's going on. Third down and five. Hay Springs is going to spread them out here. Play clock running down to five, to four, to three. And he was still on, the official was still on three before I watched him mark it off, and he threw the flag before he ever got to one. He threw the flag before it was ever down to one. So the delay of game on Hay Springs moves it back to the 38 of the Hawks. 39, excuse me. Turn the toss. Young looking to pass. Across the middle, finds Raymer. Raymer stops, spins out of a tackle. Back across the middle, he's dropped at the 32-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down and a yard. And fourth down and two. Interesting spot here for Hay Springs. Young under center, back out in the flats. The turn, the toss. Raymer, can he get a yard? Raymer is going to be close. Depends on the spot. Did they get the stop? It's going to be close. They might measure this one. They will stop and measure this one when we have a measurement. It's brought to you by Arrow Building Center. When you need the right tools to measure your project, think Arrow Building Center in Chadron. Here come the sticks. On the stretch, he's not going to get it. It's going to be Silver Lake football. Raymer could have tried to stretch it a little far east and west, but Silver Lake did a great job of pursuit defensively, and they get the stop on fourth down. That comes with 3 minutes left here in this opening half of football. The one thing we haven't had yet is a turnover. Well, we did. We did have on the kickoff. But usually Hayspring's advantageous defense, they do a great job at creating turnovers. Can they get one here? First down, 15. Conway hands it off right up the middle. 10 Benzel. Going to go forward for a couple of yards. Second down and still almost 15. Silver Lake up to the line of scrimmage. On second down, the turn, the toss, goes to Conway, far side of the field. He'll cut up, gets struck down by Talon Smith. Gets pushed forward a little bit out to the 36-yard line of the Mustangs. And it'll be third down and 10. Third down 11. Third and 11 for Silver Lake. Both teams have a solid defensive stand so far here in the first half. Again, we took about another 15, 20-minute break. The lights went out. They are back on and functioning. Third down, Silver Lake. Toss goes back, run right up the middle, and being dropped is Conway right at midfield, just shy of the 40, actually, on Silver Lake side, so they'll bring up fourth down and seven. Fourth and seven here for Silver Lake with a minute 20 before halftime. A Springs is thinking, get a stop, get the ball, and try to get points still before half. Silver Lake does get the ball after halftime. Fourth down. Formation heavy to the right. And a delay of game on Silver Lake with 52 seconds left. And they will back this one up to 5 yards. And now it'll be fourth down at about 13 yards. Fourth 12 and a half here. And we will assume that Silver Lake is going to punt for the first time today. Coming into way back there, looks like Bo Boniface. The snap, the toss back. The punt is blocked. That one is blocked. Bounces on the ground. And it's tossed, picked up and tossed. Talon Smith. Was he on the ground? Yes. They're going to mark it back at the 26-yard line. If he was not down, that would have been a heck of a play. He was on the ground. Hay Springs has 40 seconds and 26 yards in front of him here to try to put up more points before halftime. Dylan Young will bring the play in from the sideline. Hay Springs looking for points before halftime. 40 seconds to do it. They're at the Silver Lake 26-yard line. Young in the shotgun, back to each side of him. Ball on the near hash mark, the turn. Young looks, fires it out in the flats. It's incomplete. Coach Jenkins is not happy. Don't know if someone ran the wrong route, but he is not excited. In that position, I'd like to see it to where they give Dylan Young the opportunity to run. That's the only thing different. Instead of working right out from under center or in the shotgun, make it so that Dylan Young has a chance to run here. And this time they will do that. Hunter McDonald in the shotgun. Low snap, turned and tossed. Young's going to take off and run with it. Young looking for the sideline. Ball comes out. No. And the clock will run. Will Hay Springs try to get another playoff? Evan Smith's been gimpy all game here. And a timeout called with 15 seconds left. Evan Smith will be ushered out. That will bring in Eli Scott. Evan Smith kind of came on third, fourth game of the year and solidified himself as a starter. Eli Scott, who's also had starting time this year with the Hawks, back onto the field. 15 seconds before halftime. Hay Springs looking to dial one up to the end zone here and possibly make this a three-possession game. Again, checking other scores here. Crofton leads Summerland in D1. Lord Central Catholic on top of Plainview, 8-0 in D1. Third down here for Hay Springs. Eli Scott now over the ball is center. On third down, high snap. Young has to catch it himself. Young steps into it to the end zone, has a man. It is incomplete. Raymer was in the back of the end zone and almost hauled in an incredible catch. Trip Bittner back there. So now fourth down with 8 seconds left. You have time for one more play here. But you also want to take enough time that you don't leave Silver Lake any. And now Hunter McDonald will try to kick it here for 4 points. So now the kick attempt, McDonald boots it, and it will not go through. And the field goal won't go through, and Silver Lake will take over here. That would have been good enough for 4 points. Hunter McDonald almost need to try to pooch into that one a little bit. Instead, put a line drive into it. And with 4 seconds left, Silver Lake's got the ball. It is a touchback, so it goes back to the 15-yard line. But now if you're Hay Springs, play a little bit of a prevent here. Don't let anything get behind you. If you're Silver Lake, what do you have up your sleeve? One receiver to each side. 24-14, 4 seconds left before halftime. Silver Lake's got one chance here. They called it a touchback after the miss. So here we go again. Silver Lake, one play from their own 15. The snap, the hold, pressure coming. Conway running, dumps it off. Clock runs out. And that's the half. Hay Springs will take a 24-14 lead at the half. We'll come back with your Shadrad Insurance halftime show next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty, And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Toops Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Toops Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials and treating helps prevent problems with disease and in the end improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Well, we started with some fireworks by both teams early on. Then the defenses flexed their muscles. We are 24-14 at the half. Hay Springs leading Silver Lake. Dylan Raymer led things off with a 61-yard touchdown run, 9:06 left in the opening quarter to make it 8-0. And then it was Casey Conway from a yard out over the end zone to put Silver Lake on the board. The two-point kick tied us at 8. And then it was Dylan Young, Dylan Raymer for Hay Springs, made it 16-8, just under 4 minutes left. And then 9 seconds later, Jackson Tenbenzel, kickoff return on a pooch kick. Took it to the house. Two-point kick was no good. And then with 5:56 left in the third, Dylan Raymer scored from 9 yards out to make it 24-14. Winner of this one moves on to the semifinals next week. And how things are shaping up in this one, Stewart is on top of Arthur County 43-6. If Hay Springs wins, they would host Stewart next Friday here at Jaggers Memorial Field. If Silver Lake should win, they would host Stewart next week with a shot at the state championship game on the line. So that's how things are lined up to work. Earlier, it was Sumner Eddyville Miller over Diller O'Dell, 60-25. So Sumner Eddyville Miller will play the winner of Red Cloud and Garden County. Right now, that one is 8-0. Red Cloud mid-third is where that one's at. And we told you how things are going here. Class D2. Sandhill Stedford on top of Riverside, 36-32. Overton leading Bruning Davenport Shickley, 25-14. In D1, it's Nebraska City Lords leading Plainview, 8-7. Crofton on top of Summerland, 8-0. Norfolk Catholic, Raymond Central playing in C2. The Knights leading Raymond Central 3-0 early in the second quarter. And in C1, third quarter underway, Sydney and Chadron tied at 8. Class B, Bennington up on top of McCook 9-0. And in Class A, no games have started at this point. That's where we're at. We'll take a break. More of the halftime show coming up on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair south of Hay Springs is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Back into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth from Hay Springs. As the Hawks lead Silver Lake right now, 24-14. Silver Lake will have the ball to start the second half, so they will get a first crack at it here. We will see how it goes, but Hay Springs trying to get to the semifinals for the third time in school history. They did it in 2018, went on to the state championship game and got runner-up against Wilcox Hildreth. Did it last year, got to the state championship game, and fell to Sumner Eddyville Miller by a point on a Hay Springs, had the potential go-ahead or winning two-point kick attempt in regulation that was blocked. And so Hay Springs, a couple of runner-up trophies, now trying to get it to come full circle this year. But right now, a tough test in Silver Lake, again leading 24-14 at the half here. Again, the schedule for us this weekend on the Shadrad Network of Stations on KCSR. Coming up tomorrow, Oklahoma, Missouri, 5:15 pregame. 5:45 kickoff from Westwood One. On Sunday on KCSR, Broncos football. Not sure who the Broncos play this weekend. Haven't paid much attention, honestly, this season. But that is a 9 a.m. pregame on Sunday morning, 11 o'clock kickoff. And then we'll have Sunday night football here on KBPY. From Westwood One, that will be at 5:30. Broncos take on the Chiefs this weekend. Ooh, could be good, could be bad. The good, the bad, the ugly. That's what it could be. We will see as Hay Springs emerges from the locker room. Let's take a look at your second half keys to the game brought to you by Shadron Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And for Silver Lake, you know, I like what they started doing, spreading guys out a little bit. And I said Hay Springs needed to protect that 5 to 20 yards past the line of scrimmage defensively. But Silver Lake really hasn't done a lot to try to expose that either. And Hay Springs has countered that with more pressure this week than what they offered up last week. For Hay Springs, defensively, you know, you've only given up one touchdown. You only gave up one touchdown in the first half. It was a kickoff return, the other touchdown. That came with 3:45 left in the first half. So if you're Silver Lake here, where do you start finding a little more offense here? Your running game hasn't been much. You've taken a few shots with the passing game that have looked good. Where do you start finding those cracks in the Hay Springs defense if you're a Silver Lake Mustang? Those are our second half keys to the game. We'll take a break, come back, second half kickoff. It's the D6 quarterfinals on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414. Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
Back out to Jaggers Memorial Field. Hay Springs will kick it off. Silver Lake back to receive. Jackson Tenbenzel. Our third quarter brought to you by Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office. That is squibbed on the ground and recovered by Silver Lake, and you're going to give them field position out at the 39. So the Mustangs will take over. First and 15, Silver Lake ball on the far hash mark as they move right to left on this third quarter opening drive. One offensive touchdown, one special teams touchdown for the Mustangs so far today. Conway under center, Tenbenzel the deep back, the turn, the toss to Tenbenzel. Looks left, forced back inside, takes on a defender and gets across midfield. Picks up three. So they'll give him three. It'll bring up second down and 12. Again, can Silver Lake either establish the run game a little more in the second half? That first drive, they really got things going, and then it kind of faltered after that. Or do they go to the air a little bit? Conway under center. Turn, counter, goes right. Breaking tackles up the middle is Tenbenzel, and he will slide down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. Brings up third down and about seven. Third down and seven here for Silver Lake. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, right to left as we see it. Unbalanced line to the right. Conway under center. Turns to give right up the middle. Strong push up the middle. That is Casey Conway on the carry. And it's going to be fourth down and about two and a half here. So fourth down early on in this third quarter here. Can Hay Springs get this stop? They did earlier. Man in motion. Turn. Toss back, and that's going to be close. They're going to mark it short. It'll be short and a first down on the turnover on downs for Hay Springs. So a first down about a yard short of where they needed to be. First down, Hay Springs after the stop defensively. Young under center, the turn. Play action. Young out in the flat. It is caught by McDonald out across midfield to the 38.5-yard line. Brings up second down and about a yard. Garden County on top of Red Cloud, 15-14 with 8 minutes left in the ballgame. Second down, Hay Springs, already across midfield. Young under center. The turn, play action again. Hawks looking to go deep, firing it downfield for Bittner. The catch, the touchdown. Trip Bittner turns around to make the catch and falls back into the end zone. 39 yards on the pitch and catch. That with 9:03 left here. 7:03, excuse me, in the third quarter. Beautiful pass from Dylan Young. The snap is high, the hold, the kick is up, the kick is through. And Hay Springs will make it a three-possession game, 32-14, with 7:03 left in the third quarter. We're back in 30 on KBPY. And Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadrad Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadrad Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadrad Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadrin.
Jeremy Anderson back with you from Jaggers Memorial Field here in Hay Springs. We're going to kick this one away from the 30. 10 Benzel standing back. Inside his own 10-yard line. McDonald this time the onside and a nice recovery. Nice hands there up front by Paxton Sorensen to snag that one. Again at the 39 is where Silver Lake will take over. first and 15. Conway's going to line up under center. Casey Conway, the fullback. Ten Benzel, the deep back in the 4-I formation. The turn. Play action this time. Conway dumps it off across the middle. And a pass for maybe a half a yard complete to Casey Conway. Clock down to 6:45, third quarter. Second down. Second down for the Mustangs. Coming up out of Roseland, Nebraska. Quarterfinals of the D6 playoffs. Far sideline, right to left is how Silver Lake's offense is moving. The turn, the toss goes to the near side. Being stretched out, and a nice run around the edge. Hunter McDonald goes down, and Hunter McDonald down on the sideline, just tripped crossing the out-of-bounds, and don't know if it's a cramp. They're trying to stretch his leg. Third down here when we resume play, but Hunter McDonald's trying to scooch back for everybody. So I don't know if he cramped up when he came to the sideline. Third down here. For Silver Lake, Cooper Meeks down to the middle of that line. The toss goes right. Conway looking for the edge. Conway's got room down the sideline and is then ushered out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. A big gain, more than enough, obviously, for a first down. So first and 15 for Silver Lake after Conway found the corner. Yeah, Tripp Bittner being blocked out there. And all Conway had to do was follow the block. Conway under center eye formation sends a man in motion to the left. The turn, toss left, pressure coming. And now a cut up field into the end zone, touchdown. 10 Benzel, 19 yards for 10 Benzel. So 10 Benzel punches it in to cut it back to 12-point deficit on the 19-yard run. That comes with 5:56 in the quarter. And they will attempt the two-point kick. The snap, the hold, the kick is good. 32-22. With 5:56 left here to go in the third. So now back to a two-possession game. Hay Springs will get the ball back. You can see Hunter McDonald still trying to loosen up over here. McDonald maybe getting something taped up here, right at the ankle area. Boniface will tee it up at the 30. Dylan Raymer standing at his own 2-yard line. Both teams have scored here in this third quarter. Boniface, the boot. That one will jump out of bounds. So the penalty. 20-8. Chadron, by the way, trails it to start the fourth quarter. Red Cloud back on top of Garden County. 20-15. Stewart going to advance to the semifinals. If Hay Springs wins, they will host Stewart next week. If Silver Lakes wins, they will host Stewart next week. I believe. Because Hay Springs would have had to travel had Arthur County won. Boniface again from his 25 to kick it away. That one squibbed on the ground. On the run, taken by Raymer. Raymer comes near side, looks for a hole, puts his head down, gets down to the 40. And that's where Hay Springs will start. Hay Springs the lead, 5:51 left here to go in this third quarter. Want to let you know that Dean Nitch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 430-1723. Hay Springs out of the huddle. Coming to the line of scrimmage. First and 15 for the Hawks. The turn, the toss, play action, Young out, has a man, it's caught by McDonald down the sideline, eludes a tackler, and then dropped at the 25-yard line. Hunter McDonald makes the catch, trying to play through that ankle. And it's down to the 15-yard line, a first and goal for Hay Springs. Play comes in from the sideline. And now a timeout called. We have lights on in the corner of the end zone. So now we're waiting for headlights in the corner of the end zone to be turned off. Looks like whoever it is trying to leave, they're backing out. So we're waiting on van headlights. So, oh, there we go. Headlights are off. We can resume play. First down and goal, Hay Springs. Bittner's going to work under center. Young behind him. The snap, the turn, the toss to Dylan Young. Young just scrambling now across the middle, and it's broken up. Dangerous pass, broken up by Clay Plambeck. And it's second and goal. An awfully dangerous pass there by Dylan Young. Luckily, it falls incomplete. Plambeck was right there to break it up. Second and goal from the 14 here for Hay Springs. Almost actually close to the 15. Backside of the ball is on the 15-yard line. Young under center. The turn. Play action again. Back to Raymer. Raymer is going to be driven backwards. A gain of three will bring up third and goal from the 11. They're trying to draw everybody to one side, throw it back to the other, but Silver Lake's doing a great job of covering it up. Hay Springs has tried to go to that play a couple of times, and Silver Lake has been there. Now it's third and goal from the 11. You have Evan Smith out there gimping. Hunter McDonald gimping. Third down. The turn, the toss. Raymer as a flag comes in. Raymer breaks the tackle to the end zone. But we have a flag on Hay Springs, assumingly here is the way everybody's kind of reacting. Holding on Hay Springs. Negate the touchdown. Evan Smith bringing himself out here. And it'll go back to the 21. It'll be third down and goal from the 21 for Hay Springs. So no touchdown for Raymer. Clock down to 4:16, third quarter. Young under center. Snap, the toss goes to Raymer. Raymer looking for the corner, drug down by a caller. There's the flag. And we will see as the officials discuss here. Wait for the white hat here to motion towards us. Be a personal foul horse collar on Silver Lake. So now a fresh set of downs here for Hay Springs after the penalty. So they'll mark it off here. Okay, so it is replayed. All righty, my bad. So third down from the 8-yard line now. Young under center. Raymer the deep back. The turn, the toss. Raymer looking for the edge. Turns the corner. Flag comes in. That's going to be in the area of a hold. And so the yardage that Hay Springs just got from the penalty will be negated by another penalty. Back and forth we go. So holding on Hay Springs. And now it's third and goal from the 17-yard line. And a timeout Hay Springs. Timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's. You design it. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Thrive in Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys to know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, Queen Frosting Sugar Cookie Latte. They start with their high-quality espresso combined with rich white mocha and a buttery, slightly spiced cookie flavors. They top it off with fluffy whipped cream and sparkling sugar sprinkles. Third and goal from the 17-yard line. Young under center. Third and goal from a long ways out. The turn, the toss goes to Raymer, right side. Raymer trying to get the corner, and he will be ushered out at about the 13-yard line. Be fourth and goal from the 13. So third and goal from the 13. So fourth down. Be a big turn in this ball game. 3:34 left, third quarter. If Silver Lake gets a stop, momentum swings in their favor tremendously. Fourth down and goal from the 13. Play action. Lofting it up. It's going to be intercepted. No, they're going to stay incomplete. And so the ball will be at the 13 for Silver Lake. And momentum clearly on the side of the Mustangs right now. First down. Man in motion out of the backfield. Turn the toss. Goes to Conway, and Conway is dropped by the ankles by Raymer for a loss on the play. Hay Springs leading Silver Lake. Getting to the late portions of the third quarter here. A loss of one on the play. See if we can get some more score updates. On second down, the turn, the toss left. Hay Springs is out there, and Dylan Raymer gets the TFL back to the 11-yard line. Third down and forever now for Silver Lake. The third and 22 here for Silver Lake. Clear back at their own 7-yard line. The snap on third down. Conway out of his own end zone. Pressure coming. Has to get rid of it. Dumps it off across the middle. And he has dropped. A flag comes in. This could be in the area of a block in the back. So a block in the back on Silver Lake. And they will decline the penalty and make it fourth down. Fourth down now, and it appears that Silver Lake will punt it away. Kick away. That one's going to get a Silver Lake roll. That'll take a roll down to the 20-yard line. We'll take a break. Hay Springs ball when we come back on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Down here is Hay Springs takes over after the punt at their own 20-yard line, first and 15. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Young under center. Turn the toss as Raymer tries to cut back along the sideline and is drugged down out across the 25. Gets out to the 28. Picks up eight to make it second down and seven. Second down and seven for Hay Springs here with a minute left in this third quarter. Brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Second down, Young under center. I formation behind him. Offset. The turn, the give up the middle. And Raymer is smoked through the hole. Nice pop by Paxton Sorensen. He's going to bring up third down and two. Ball out to the 33-yard line. So third down and two here. And we'll see if Hay Springs run one more play here in this third quarter. Third down, the turn, play action. Out in the flat, it is caught. Out of bounds goes McDonald. McDonald gets down to the 35. So they move the chains, first and 15 from the 35. Eight seconds on the clock here left in this third quarter. That Hunter McDonald pass out in the flats, been there all night long. The turn, the toss this time, Trip Bittner looking for the left side. Bittner splitting defenders and gets struck down hard at the 27-yard line. After three, Hay Springs a quarter away from a semifinals appearance, 32-22. Quarter number four when we come back on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
Second down here for Hay Springs as we start quarter number four. Young under center, I formation behind him. The turn, the give right up the middle to Raymer. Raymer puts his head down and jumps inside the 20 to the 19. That'll be more than enough for a first down. Garden County has retaken the lead against Red Cloud 22 to nothing late in the fourth quarter. Again, Stewart took down Arthur County earlier. If Hay Springs holds on here, they will host Stewart next Friday. I formation, Young, give up the middle again to Raymer. Raymer pushing, that's Talon Smith. Smith the carry. And he's going to bowl his way down inside the 15 to the 13th. .920 left, fourth quarter, brought to you by Best Western West Hills Inn. Young turns, toss out to Raymer. Raymer trying to get to the edge. Raymer drugged down on the far side. Third down, no gain. Silver Lake has done a great job tonight of playing the edges. And I wish I had Colin on the... He would agree with me right now. They've done a great job of moving right to left and protecting the edges and not allowing those toss sweeps. Most of Hayspring's big runs have come right up the middle tonight, finding the gap slipping through. I formation again. Young settles under. Turn the give right up the middle. Raymer trying to bounce it to the outside. Nowhere to go. Gets down to the 11. And it's fourth down. Ever since about the 3.5 minute mark of the first quarter, these defenses have just absolutely stepped up. Eight minutes left, ball game. Hay Springs with a fourth down. And about 5.5 here. Got to get 6 to move the chains. Young under center. Play action. Young rolls, looking, fires, end zone. Cut, touchdown. Eli Scott. Touchdown, Hawks. So Young to Scott makes it 38-22. Running on late, Aiden Digman running on. High snap. Young looking. Looking to the end zone, intercepted, and it will be no good. It will be a 16-point lead for Hay Springs with 7:41 left in the ball game. We'll take a break back in 30 on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and, of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Hay Springs, the touchdown, the point conversion, no good. It's 38-22, a two-touchdown lead here for Hay Springs, 7:41 in the fourth quarter. Winner will get Stewart next week in the semifinals. If it's Hay Springs, that game will be right here in Hay Springs. Hunter McDonald to boot it away. The onside kick attempt. That one bounces, and the flag comes in. And so here's what I learned after last week. You cannot drive the ball into the ground on an onside kick in high school. I learned that last week. It's a player safety issue. And so you cannot drive the ball into the ground on an onside kick. I learned that last week. And so back them up 5, then we'll do it all over again. We'll see if McDonald just tries to kick it away deep this time. Ten Benzel does have a kickoff return for a touchdown. Now he's going to onside it again. That one hops and jumps. And tackle made on Ten Benzel, Conway. At the 34, flag comes in, and I think this is going to be a block in the back. We'll see what the call is here, but I believe this is going to be a block in the back on Silver Lake. So it is a block in the back on Silver Lake, so this one will move north. They mark this puppy off, and it'll go back to the 23-yard line. Silver Lakes were starting field position off a kickoff tonight. You have J-Dub Terman out on defense right now. Dylan Raymer, the toss back. Conway scrambles, dumps it off over the middle. Catch made, and Casey Conway gets out to the 30-yard line is where they'll mark it, a gain of six. Again, second down, Conway. Pressure coming. Conway's going to take off and run with it. Gets pushed out of bounds. Comes down hard, but pops right off the ground. So it'll be third down here and a couple of yards to go. Conway got out to the 37. Clock stopped at 6:59 here. Hayes brings up two touchdowns in this D6 quarterfinal. Third down, the turn, the counter. Double counter to the near side. Down this sideline and out of bounds is Lane Conway. And he gets down to the 32. That was a nifty little gadget play there. Ran the counter to the left and came back and handed it off to the right and picks up a first down. First and 15, the turn, the toss, straight pressure coming, bull rush. Lobs up to the air. That one is going to be caught. J-Dub Terman misplayed it. He came up to the ball and he stayed back. He probably picks that off. And the receiver makes a nice catch over top down to the 5-yard line. You could see he was just a little deceived. J-Dub thought he was going to step up and be able to make a play on that. It just eked over his fingers, and now it's a first and goal. Silver Lake from the 5, the toss, near side. Conway takes the hit, sheds off, and rolls inside the 3 yards to the 3-yard line. Second down. From under center this time. The counter. Talon Smith is there to stop the play. It'll bring up third and goal. It'll move back to the 5-yard line. Third and five now for Silver, or third down and goal from the 5. Near hash mark. Conway the D-back. The turn, the toss, Conway looking, pressure across the middle, incomplete, brings up fourth and goal from the 5. Third and goal, or fourth and goal, with 5:43 left in the ball game, and if you can get a stop here, you got to be feeling pretty good. And Mustangs have fourth and goal from the 5. What do they run here? You're going to have Plambeck, Clay Plambeck off to the left. Now we're going to call a timeout here. Timeout. 5:43 left in the contest against Shadron Falls tonight. They end their season in the quarterfinals of Class C1 against Sydney 31-8. That was an 8-8 halftime game. But we'll see how other six-man scores are going. Stewart and Sumner Eddyville Miller have already advanced. Garden County was in a battle with Red Cloud. Garden County, last check, that was 22-20 with 4 minutes left in that ball game. See if we can get an update here from that one. And not finding nothing right now on it. Said there was 4 minutes left in the game. Fourth down and goal from the 5 for Silver Lake in a spot where they desperately need a touchdown. Halfway through the third quarter, fourth quarter, you got to be able to punch it in here. Conway under center, the turn, play action, looks across the middle into the flats, it's knocked away! Dylan Raymer punched it out. Turnover on downs, the Hawks will take it at their own 5. Raymer got his hand up there, punched it out. Hay Springs comes to the line of scrimmage. No mistakes down here. You're deep on your own end of the field here. The turn, the give right up the middle. And a gain of about 1. Talon Smith. And the clock will run. So second down and 14. Ball at the 6. Again, a Hay Springs win, and they're back home next Friday against Stewart. On second down, turn, toss goes to Raymer. Raymer cuts upfield, gains 2 more. So now a timeout on third down. Hay Springs has 3rd and 11 coming up here. What can the Hawks do here on 3rd and 11? Silver Lake trying to stop the clock. If you could drive down and punch one in here, you'd feel good. But you can't turn around and give the ball back to Silver Lake. Also trying to find a final of Garden County and Red Cloud. That game was a 2-point Garden County lead. See if we can find see if we can get a final from that one somewhere. Third down and 11. Dylan Young under center. The turn, the toss. Kick out. Cutting back is Raymer. Raymer into the open. Dylan Raymer. He is going to take it to the house. Maybe. Dylan Raymer is dug down at the 1-yard line. Not even. They're going to give him the half-foot line. And a flag on the play. Third down and Dylan Raymer. Third down and was going to be a touchdown or at least a first and goal from the half-yard line, and it's a holding on Hay Springs. So the holding will be third down again, 3rd and 16 from the 4-yard line. So after the long run, that would have all but sealed this for Hay Springs, and it's 3rd down from their own 4-yard line. Now we got the trainer hustling across the field there. and now we're ready to go here. So third down and 16 for Hay Springs. 4:37 left in the ball game. They lead it by two touchdowns. The turn, the toss, Raymer. Raymer's going to be dropped. It's going to be fourth down and 14. Gain two on the play. So now Hay Springs will punt here. McDonald to punt it away out of his own end zone. The snap, the toss back. McDonald boots it away. A nice punt. That one will bounce and take a Hay Springs roll down to about the 32-yard line. So they punt it away with 3:47 left, 38-22. Hay Springs, the two-touchdown lead. So first down for Silver Lake, ball at their own 32-yard line. First down, snap. Tenvenzel leaves it up in the air. That one is incomplete. So brings up second down and 15. So second down here for Silver Lake from the 32. Second down. Conway out of the shotgun. Straight drop. Here comes pressure again. Looks, has a man wide open. It is caught. And a broken away tackle down the sideline. Silver Lake's going to score. Paxton Sorensen. 58 yards from Conway. And now it's down to a 10-point deficit. The 2-point kick to make it a 1-score game. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, the kick is through. With 3:28 left in the ball game, 38-30, Hay Springs is hanging on. We're back in 30 on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile, and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials, and treating helps prevent problems with disease, and in the end, improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
It is a one-touchdown game, 38-30. You know what's coming next. J-Dub German back to receive. You have Tripp Bittner on the sideline. Evan Smith is over Gimpy on the sideline. So you expect an onside kick here. Boniface to boot it away. Silver Lake has done an incredible job of hanging around. This one is onside and will bounce
still loose on the ground, and still loose. Who's going to pick it up? It's still rolling backwards. And who's going to get it? The ball is rolled back, clear back inside the 5-yard line, and Hay Springs has it. That ball kept bouncing backwards. It is back to the 4-yard line. Again, the story here late, Tritt Bittner on the bench late in this one. First down, 15, ball on the Hay Springs 4-yard line. Young under center, the turn, play action. Young in trouble, has a man open. It's going to be out of bounds, or did he catch it? Hay Springs took a deep shot. The chop block on Hay Springs. And Silver Lake says they want to decline the penalty. Second down here now for Hay Springs. 3:09 left in this one. Again, at one point, Hay Springs led 32-14 and 38-22. Right now, it's 38-30. Young under center. Turns. Play action again. Young fires it out to the sideline. Caught by McDonald. That's a first down down the sideline. Flag comes in. So now a penalty here. We have a block in the back on Hay Springs.
Get it back.
With 3 minutes on the nose left in this ball game. This has been a heck of a game. See what the end outcome is here. So a block in the back against Hay Springs. This will put it back at the 13. So it'll be second down here. Let's see if Hay Springs decides to run it this time. Young gunner center. I formation. Turn the toss. Raymer is going to get drugged down from behind. Gets out to about the 17. He'll be 3 yards short. It'll be fourth and three. Third down and three. I'm off after that pass and the penalty. I'm off a down. Collins, as Security First Bank, they have your back. So third down and three, clock running, 2:20 left in the ball game. Hay Springs leads by 8, trying to get to the semifinals. The turn, the toss, Raymer, right side, Raymer, first down. First down, Hay Springs. Once the chains are set, the clock will run.
First down, Young staring at the back judge. Play clock under 10. The snap, the turn, the toss goes to Talon Smith. Smith right up the middle, and he gets out to the 35-yard line. And a timeout will be taken by Silver Lake. It'll be second down and 5, and Silver Lake takes a timeout with a minute and 37 left. We'll have our postgame show coming up in just a minute. Garden County held on to beat Red Cloud. So Garden County will take on Sumner Eddyville Miller next week. There's one panhandle team in. That was a 22-20 contest. So second down, winner of this one gets Stewart. If it's Hay Springs, they'll get Stewart here at home next Friday night. Second down and 4. I formation. Young turns the toss to Raymer. Raymer right up the field. First down. Hay Springs. And that should all but cap this off with a minute and a half to go. They'll mark it between the 39 and 40-yard line for Hay Springs. First down, and now victory formation coming for Hay Springs. And now Evan Smith in obvious pain. A lot of guys been playing hurt tonight for Hay Springs. And now we have timeout on the field for an injured player. But it looks like at this moment, Hay Springs is going to sneak out of here at home with a win to advance to the semifinals next Friday back here in Hay Springs against the third-seeded Stewart Bronx. Second down. Young under center again in the victory formation. And again, and that's a fumble. Did someone fumble it? Hay Springs came out of there with the ball. And now it's third down. And the clock will run. Hay Springs is going to hold on and win it. They will advance to the D6 semifinals against Stewart next Friday night, right back here in Hay Springs. There's the snap, the kneel, and the ball game. 38-30, Hay Springs the winner. We'll take a break. Your postgame show next on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
We welcome you to the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. I should start going there so I can see results and less chins. I got like 3 going in here. Collins looking at me over here. Hay Springs, it sometimes looked like they were going to maybe pull away in this one, but then here came Silver Lake knocking right back on the door. Made it an 8-point game late with 3:28 left. That big pass from Conway to Sorensen. And then the onside kick, that was the most dramatic part. It kept going backwards, and if Silver Lake gets that, it's first and goal at the 4-yard line. And so, leave no doubt, Silver Lake showed up here ready to fight. Hay Springs battled through injuries. You'd really like to see him get as healthy as possible by next week, but Hay Springs, let's be honest, they look like a MASH unit right now out there, just kind of rough. So we will see what happens. We'll take a break, run through our scoring next on the Fit 7 postgame show on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
We've been telling you colder weather is coming, and it really is. That's why the Aero Building Center is lining up special fall deals for you. Be listening for deals that will help you through the winter chill. Doors, insulation, and more special deals are coming your way this fall. And don't forget, Aero has a nice lineup of lumber in stock, so if you're still finishing up those outdoor DIY jobs, they have what you need to do it right. So stop in the Aero Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron, any season, but pay special attention to the fall deals coming your way. Family owned and operated, open Monday through Saturday. It's Aero Building Center.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Back into the Fit 7 postgame show here on KBPY. Let's look at your scoring. Hay Springs scored first. They got the opening kickoff. Second play, Dylan Raymer went 61 yards. Hunter McDonald added the two-point kick. But a little over a minute and a half later, it was Silver Lake answering the bell and scoring right back with Casey Conway from a yard out. Two-point kick was good. That tied it at 8. Then with 3:55 left to go in the first, Dylan Young found Dylan Raymer 33 yards out, made it 16-8. Then on the ensuing kickoff, Jackson Tenbenzel, who returned that puck to the house, made it 16-14 after the two-point kick attempt was no good. Midway through the second quarter, then Dylan Raymer puts one up, makes it 24-14. And after that, it was Dylan Young to trip Bittner early in the third to make it 32-14 at that point. Then here came the Mustangs. Tenbenzel, a 19-yard run, 5:56 left in the third, made it 32-22. Then Dylan Young found Scott in the end zone, 38-22. And then Silver Lake had Conway to Sorensen from 48 yards out. That was with 3.5 to go in the ballgame, make it 38-30. The ensuing onside kick was mishandled all the way back to the 4-yard line. Both teams dove for it. Hay Springs came out with it, and after a couple of questionable pass calls, got down the field and were able to victory formation their way out of this one, and we'll play Stewart next Friday night. Meanwhile, Silver Lake ends the season at 7-3. Your final score in this one, 38-30. We'll come back and wrap this one up next on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start. The kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry. And you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote. Or coyotes. to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation, it's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Back out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, it's the Fit 7 postgame show. 38-30, A Springs advances to the semifinals of the D6 playoffs against Stewart back here next Friday. And Stewart's only a four-hour drive away, not even. That could be a later kickoff, maybe another 4 o'clock kickoff. We'll see. We'll let you know when all that information comes out next week. So, but Hay Springs gets the win. They move to 10-0 on this season, and we will see what happens back here at home next Friday night. Thanks to Dennis Brown back at our KBPY studios, all of our sponsors as well. Final score, 38-30. Hay Springs takes down Silver Lake. This has been D6 quarterfinal football on KBPY. I'm Jeremy Anderson. Good night, everybody.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Tis the season at the Chadron Federal Credit Union, and we're busting out our favorite holiday hits like...
Oh, skip a pay, oh, skip a pay.
And of course, you remember this classic...
Holiday loans.
Along with others like...
People helping people with gas and grocery receipts.
That's the Chadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Chadron, where members mean more than money.
Merry Christmas!
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
So I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I-
The 60s at 6, only on 107.7 KBPY.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, A Springs, Shadron.
Classic Hits Radio, Shadron's best music. KBPY.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The judge overseeing President-elect Trump's 2020 election interference case has canceled any remaining court deadlines following Tuesday's election results.
The filing reads, the government respectfully requests that the court vacate the remaining deadlines in the pretrial schedule to afford the government time to assess this unprecedented circumstance and determine the appropriate cause going forward.
Fox's David Spund. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz speaking out today following he and Vice President Harris's election loss.
In his home state of Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz telling supporters,
I've never felt more inspired. I've never felt more motivated. I've never felt more fired up of what's possible in this country.
Vowing to continue to stand up for Minnesota and democratic values, including preventing gun violence, fighting climate change, and protecting reproductive rights.
America's listening to Fox News.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Something we haven't seen a lot this year, rain in the forecast, calling for 100% chance through midnight. After that, should go down, but not by much. Rain 80% through tomorrow morning, high of 45. That'll go away through the afternoon, and by the evening, just a 20% chance. Lows in the mid-30s, and then Sunday, we warm right back up. Sunshine with highs in the low 60s, and overnight lows staying above freezing.
KBPY.